All right, good morning. Everybody hear me okay? All right, I'll make sure I whisper then. So this might be one of the shortest sermons that you all have heard before, but luckily I got Laramie to come take up the rest of the time, so hopefully he has like a lot more to share than what I do. So whenever Johnny asked me to share about a character, one of the first characters that came to my mind was Joseph, so I'm going to go over his life a little and read some verses from his life. So I'm going to start in Genesis 37. If you want to turn there, you can, but I'm kind of flipping through, so. So Genesis 37, I'll start in verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was a son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. I think I'm going to stop there for now. So these first couple verses, it says that Joseph is 17 years old. And it looks like his job, or at least one of his, was feeding the sheep or looking after them. It also says that Joseph would bring back to his father Jacob any evil report that his brothers had done. I don't know if Jacob actually assigned that to him, but in this day and age, I think that would be called a tattletale. And I believe that's one of the reasons why Joseph's brothers disliked him so much. Another reason was because Jacob had given him a coat of many colors. And it also says that Jacob loved Joseph more than all of his children because he was the son of his old age. Let's see, then I'm going to read verse 5 through 11. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. So God gave Joseph these dreams to show him a picture or idea of what was to come. I'm not sure if Joseph understood these dreams, but I believe that the dreams came or became evident to him later on. What was interesting to me is that after Joseph told his brothers and his father his dreams, Jacob rebuked him. But then it says in verse 11 that Jacob observed these sayings or was thinking about these dreams and what they could mean. Then I'm going to read 12 through 30. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, Here am I. And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What seekest thou?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks." And the man said, "They are departed hence, for I heard them say, Let us go to Dothan." And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, "Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit. And we will say, Some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams." And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, "Let us not kill him." And Reuben said unto them, "Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands, to deliver him to his father again." And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked. And behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead, with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, "What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him. For he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content." Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes, and he returned unto his brethren, and said, "This child is not, and I, whither shall I go?" So here Joseph's brothers went to feed the flock. Then Jacob told Joseph, "Go and see if everything is well or okay with his brothers," basically telling him that Jacob knows how his sons are and that they get into mischief. So Joseph went to Shechem, and they weren't there. Then a certain man told him that he heard them say, "Let us go to Dothan." Joseph then found them at Dothan, and his brother saw him coming, and at first said, "Let's kill him." But Reuben convinced them to throw Joseph into a pit, so that's what they did. They took off his coat of many colors, and they threw him into the pit. After this, they sat down and ate. And you would think, at least for me, if I would have just thrown somebody in a pit and hear them screaming and whatever, I don't think I could sit down and eat. But that's what they did. I guess they had enough hate that they didn't bother them. Then they saw a company of Ishmaelites that were on their way to Egypt. Judah said, "I have a way that we can profit from this situation." He told him that they should sell Joseph to the Ishmaelites to be rid of him. Then after this, they went back to Jacob and made him believe that Joseph was dead. So what was interesting was whenever the brothers went back to Jacob, they actually didn't say that, or they didn't lie and say that he was dead. They still lied because they covered his coat in blood and they took it up to him, and then Jacob just assumed that Joseph had been killed by a wild animal. Okay, then I'm going to go to Genesis 39. I think I'm just going to read the first, let's see. I think I'll read 1 through 6. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house and all that he had put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. So Joseph is taken to Egypt, bought by Potiphar, who is an officer of Pharaoh. So then while Joseph is there, Potiphar ends up making Joseph overseer of his house because he saw that the Lord was with him, and whatever Joseph did, the Lord prospered that. So then it says that the Lord blessed that house because of Joseph. And then next we come to where Potiphar's wife tempts Joseph. Here is a good example of what we are supposed to do when we are tempted. So in verse 12 it says, "And she caught him by his garment, saying, 'Lie with me,' and he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out." Sometimes whenever we're experiencing temptation, we can think, "Well, I can take care of it by myself. I don't need God," or whatever. But then sometimes it's almost better, instead of trying to defeat it yourself, just to flee from the temptation and let God handle the rest and take care of that temptation. Okay, now I've lost my place. Genesis. Let's see. Okay, so then I'm going to skip to Genesis 40. So Genesis 40 talks about Joseph interpreting the butler and baker's dreams. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. So after Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife, Potiphar ended up throwing him in prison. And then, while Joseph was in prison, he was also in prison with the butler and baker at that time. So then they ended up having two dreams. I think everybody kind of knows what the dreams were, so I'm just going to skip over that. So then Joseph ended up telling or interpreting their dreams while he was in prison with them. After all that happened and the butler was released, Joseph then told the butler to remember him and make mention of him to Pharaoh. But after he was released, he forgot about Joseph. So then Genesis 41, it says that 2 years pass and Joseph is still in prison. Pharaoh ends up having two dreams and no one can interpret those dreams. And then for some reason, the butler ends up remembering Joseph and tells Pharaoh about him. And then so Pharaoh brings Joseph there, and Joseph tells Pharaoh that these dreams mean that there will be 7 good years and 7 years of famine. Then Pharaoh made Joseph second in command. So during the 7 good years, they gathered food and stored them in preparation of the famine. Then I'm going to go to Genesis 42. So I'll read a couple verses here once, starting in verse 1. "Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, 'Why do you look one upon another?' And he said, 'Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die.' And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt." So Jacob ends up sending 10 of his sons to go to Egypt to buy corn because of the famine. I think I'm just going to kind of skip the rest of the story. We all are fairly familiar with the rest of the story. The reason I picked Joseph was because after all the bad things that happened in his life, it would have been easy for him to just give up and throw in the towel, but he didn't. He kept going. He had faith in God. It also shows that God takes what was meant for evil and turns it into something good. God revealed to Joseph why he was sent to Egypt and why all these bad things had to happen. If they wouldn't have happened, Joseph wouldn't have been able to save his family, and we would have had a whole different story if Joseph would have chosen not to trust in the Lord. So in the end, remain faithful. God will take the bad things that happen to us and make it bless us and also bless those around us.